This morning I pray that I flow, but looks like a smorgasbord of stuff. But good stuff.
Amen.
Amen. So maybe there are different things happening, and God wants to touch everybody in a very particular way. But I'm going to take my springboard from what we've been talking about. In the last little while, I've been talking about partnering with God. And in this concept of partnering with God, I'm trying, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, to help us become very aware of who we are. Because we are not, most of the time, aware. We shortchange ourselves. We belittle ourselves. We do not represent the one that we are called to represent. And sometimes it's because we tried to walk and we fell. But just imagine for a moment that every child born incapable of walking at the time they were born, but the potential is within them to walk. And this child grows somewhere between 7 and 8 or 9 months, begins to crawl and pull themselves up, just like my grandson is doing now. And one day decide to walk and fell and hit their head on something. I said, that hurts. They tried the second time, they fell. And said, I think walking is not a good thing. When I'm crawling, I'm not banging on things falling all over the place. I better do the crawling thing. If he did that, or she did that, give up trying because they failed, will they ever walk? They gave up. And you know what? After a while, when they really want to walk, they find out they cannot walk because the muscles necessary that should have been developed to help them stand and walk have now gone into atrophy, and their ability is lost, they're crippled. It is the life, the story of most of us as believers, but I thank God tonight, or this morning, or afternoon, wherever you're listening, I thank God that there is something called grace.
Amen.
That there's something called resurrection power.
Amen.
That God is able to do the impossible with people that only know impossibilities.
He
is God.
He is God.
Amen? And at the very moment we decide, I think I can, God says, yes, you can.
Amen.
You say, Pastor, what are you saying to us today? I'm saying, yes, we may have fallen flat on our faces so many times. Prayed for the sick and did not see the person recover. Do one thing or the other and things didn't happen the way we know it should. But that does not mean it is not going to happen. Amen?
Amen?
It takes continuity. It takes continuing fervently. And finally, breakthrough. We started out sharing from John chapter 3, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and verse 34. Oh, we're almost wrapped up at that point. John 3:34. The Word of God says, "For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God." The one God has sent speaketh the words of God, for or because God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Now let's consider that statement a moment. Whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. Him that God has sent speaks the words of God, for God, because God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Something is in the verse. Something is in the verse. What is it that's in this verse that I need to pay attention to? He says, the one who is sent by God speaketh the words of God. He that is sent by God speaks the word of God. For, because you can replace for with because. We did that in grammar, right? God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Say it with me. God giveth his Spirit. God giveth not his Spirit by measure unto him. That is why he speaks the word of God. In other words, God gave his Spirit to send him. Well, you didn't hear what I said. God gives you his Spirit and then sends you. But the Spirit that he gave to you to call you, he gave to you without measure. In other words, you have been authorized, therefore sent. Oh, some say, I am authorized, therefore I was sent. When you have been authorized by God, God sends you. As many as received him, to them he gave the power or the authority to be called sons of God. But as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now the Word of God tells us that the words that he's spoken unto us, they are spirit and they are life. For whom God had sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit and life. And remember, we've talked about values the last Sunday, right? Values. And if the Spirit is the Word of God, then it is that for God giveth not the Word by measure unto him. In other words, when God sends you, you will never be in a state where you have nothing to say. You will always have something to say. Hallelujah. You will always have something to say. And when you say it, those who are contradicting whatever it is that you're saying will be shut down, because the wisdom of God is in every word that's coming out of your mouth. You are authorized. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Do you receive that? Amen. Do you receive it? Now in John 20 and verse 21, the Lord says to us, John 20, 21, he says, "Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. As my Father has sent me with the Spirit without measure, So also I send you with the Spirit without measure. Do you see that? Just like the Father sent me, I am sending you. And I want you to go with this. Peace be unto you. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Peace be unto you. Don't worry. Just go. I'm sending you as sheep amongst wolves, but don't worry. I am with you. Why is it that we don't speak the word of God? Many times we don't speak the word of God because we feel like we don't have adequate information, or we are afraid, or we might be ashamed, or whatever. And he says, if you're ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. Is that what the word of God says? Okay. So shame must never be part of the equation. Fear should not be part of the equation, because he says that he's not given us the spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. That's what God has given to us. So at no time should you be afraid to be a representative of the living God. Why should you be afraid? When God stands with you, when we live in fear and do not represent God, then we are saying, God is not enough. And God says to us, no, never walk around like you don't know who you are. You have enough wisdom inside of you. You have enough ability inside of you. You have the authority given to you. And I will back my word all of the time. Lo, I'll be with you. Always. Even to the end of the age. Amen? Now, this word that I'm talking about, that you and I need to embrace, it's not just the word to preach and witness, and of course that is primary to our calling. We are called to be witnesses unto him in Jerusalem, in Samaria, in Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. But it's a word that we know for ourselves, that God is our source, God is our provider, and you can boldly execute that word in your own personal life. Amen? You exercise that word in your own personal life and say, this is who God says I am. I am where God says I am, and I can do whatever God says I can do. Amen? You have to receive that. You have to believe that. Or else your life as a believer will be fruitless and futile. It is not just about hearing the word of God. It's about doing what we have heard. The word of God. We said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was what? God. So the word of God is God. When you have God, the first thing we know about God is that God created. Second thing we know about God is that God moved upon the waters. God is a mover. And third thing we know about God in the book of Genesis is that God spoke. He spoke restoration where there was disaster. And that is your MO. That is your profile statement. I am a child of God. I am a representative of God. I am the Word of God walking daily. Please hear this. Because when you and I understand that we are the manifestation of that Word, meaning the manifestation of God, which all creation is waiting to see, This is the relevant word because all creation is waiting to see the manifestation of the sons of God. And the reason they're still waiting is because we do not yet know that we are the Word of God walking around daily, everywhere. I don't act like it, and you don't act like it, and we don't act like it, and we better get our act together and begin to act as God says we can. How were you born? The Word of God says you were born by the incorruptible Word of God. That's how you came about, the incorruptible Word of God. You were born by the Word of truth. And every seed produces after its kind. It's the law. True? Every seed was commanded to produce after its kind. So the orange will not produce mandarin. The orange will produce oranges. Mandarin will produce mandarin. Tangerine will produce tangerine. Watermelon seeds will produce watermelons, not cantaloupes. Everything produces after its kind. And if you and I came from the Father of lights, born by Him, then we must be a reflection and a representative of Him. We cannot be anything else. Anything other than that is dishonoring Him. God said, He's the Father of what? Lights. And in Him, there is no darkness at all. He is the Father of lights. And if He is the Father of lights, and I am His, then I must be light. And the light shines, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light shines, and the darkness cannot capture it. The darkness cannot intimidate it. The darkness cannot humiliate it. I am light. I came from light. Therefore, I shine as light. I have the capacity to be everything light is called to be. That's who I am. That's the only thing I can be. Just like the orange cannot become mandarin and can only be orange, that's all I can be. Light, no darkness, empowered, a representative of God. Say, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying that when you show up, it must be said, God showed up. When you show up, it must be said, light shined. And all of a sudden, I understood what the problem was. I could see all the problems, and I could move them out of the way because God showed up. Not because we were praying long prayers, but because we are just who we are. This light here, was it praying today, this morning?
Yeah.
I want to shine. Please, Lord, help me shine. It just did its thing. Did it not? It just did its thing. The same must be true about us. We just are who we are. Listen. God revealed Himself to Moses, and He says, tell them, I am. I am sent you. Not I was, not I will be, I am. Because every moment he is, I am. That is who you came from. Hello? That's where you came from. That's where I came from. We came from that root, that source. Sweet water cannot be produced in bitter waters. If we came from him and we are of him, then we must be more like him every day. Transformed by the what? Renewing of our minds. That's what I'm talking about today. If we get renewed in our thinking about who we are, what we are about, because the applicative aspect of that is this, that you become the solution that God has designed. I am the solution God has designed. Amen? I am the solution God has designed. I am, say it with me. I am the solution God has designed. So there's confusion in the business. I am the solution. God, you have given me wisdom. I am wisdom manifested. What is the answer to this then? And you find out the answer. Wisdom manifested. We don't have to read 20 billion books to know what the answer is when God knows it. Amen? The entrance of his word even gives the simple wisdom. The word of God. Because the word of God is God himself. Amen? The word of God is God. You know, in the book of Genesis, the Word of God tells us that God created man, and when he created man, on the sixth day, he did something. The Bible says that he breathed into the man, and the man became a living soul. The Bible says in verse 27, God said, let us make man in the image of a cow. No? No, he said, let us make man in what? Our image, after our likeness, and let them do what? Have dominion. So the first assignment God gave to the man is that the man was to have what? Dominion. Somebody say dominion. Dominion. Say it again. Dominion. So man is ordained to dominate. Praise the Lord. Dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he. Male and female created he them, and God blessed them. And God did what? Blessed them. When he blessed them, he said, be what? Fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be meat, be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. In chapter 2, it tells us how God did all of this. It says to us that God, having made the man, when he completed everything, he rested. It tells us that God breathed into the man. And man became a living what? Soul. What was it that God breathed into him? His breath. He breathed his spirit into him. Yeah? And this man became a living soul. Let's go to Psalm 33. Let's look closer and find out what God really did breathe into him. Because the Bible tells us in Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils and the breath of life. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. He breathed into his nostrils what? The breath of life. And man became a living soul, or a speaking spirit. Psalm 33. And the Lord God formed man. Or rather, 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his what? Mouth. Look at that verse closely. By the word of the Lord were the heavens and were the heavens made, and the host of them by the breath of his mouth. The host of the heavens by the breath of his mouth. By the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. By the breath of his mouth. By the word of the Lord. By the breath of his mouth. What is the point? The point is that when God, he pumped his word into man. Is somebody listening? You are word made. You are only alive by the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. Proceed from where? From the mouth of God. From the mouth of God. The only way you can live is by the word of God. And therefore, you must not allow the devil to rob you of the integrity of the word of God. The word of God. What is God saying? What is God saying? That's how you live. More than anything else, the word of God. Let me put it this way. God forbid. But let's say your house just blew up, everything's on fire. Like I said, God forbid. What will be the first, let me just give you a chance, give you three things, that you will go and grab a hold of? Is it, where does the Bible fall in the equation of all of that? The chances are you might run away without your Bible. Some of us might look for some pictures. Memories. Memories shall not save you. Man shall not be saved by his memories. Man is not delivered by his memories. Man does not live by his memories. He lives by the word of God. I suggest something to you. Get your Bible. Because from thence, you're going to find the nuggets that you need to continue to live. In that book, you'll find every answer you need to make it. Because the only way you truly can make it is by the word. That's what made you a living soul. So if you don't have that word, you are a dead soul. The greatest act of sin is not to have the word of God inside of you. The word of God. You just have to have it. You absolutely just have to have the word of God, or you are in La La Land. You have to have the word of God. I don't know if I'm communicating. I know I am communicating something. Whether you're receiving it, that's your business. Look at Luke chapter 8. Luke 8. Actually, let's look at Luke 6 first. Luke chapter 6 and verse 46. Luke 6 and 46. The Lord says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" 47. "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He's like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not, he that heareth and doeth not, he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." The ruin of that house was great. What is the difference? One came, heard the words of God, and did it. The other came, heard the word, but did not do it. He says, "Why are you calling me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say?" Why are you doing that? Because that's ultimately the reason, and the reason why people will end up blaspheming the name of God. Because without doing the will of God, doing the word of God, you are out of place, out of order. The word of God has to be foundational. And it's foundational because you are not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the works. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at Luke 6 in verse 46. That's what we looked at. Let's look at Luke 8. Luke 8 and verse 18. He says, "Take heed, therefore, how you hear." Be careful what you listen to. "For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he," what? "Seemeth to have." Say, so be careful what you're listening to, because if you're not listening right, even what you've got can be taken from you. Now listen to the next verse. Verse 19. "Then came his mother and his brethren and could not come at him for the press." Verse 20. "And it was told him by certain which said, Thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee." And hear the statement of the Lord. "But he answered and said unto them, My mother, my brethren, are these which hear the word of God and do it." Is that straight talk enough? Yeah. My mother, my brothers, the outside there waiting. Okay, let me tell you who my mother and my brethren are. They are those who are listening to the word of God, but not just listening to the word of God. They are doing what? Doing it. Doers of the word are his mother's and his brethren. Jesus, that's Mary out there. I know it. But the only reason she's my mother is because she heard the word of God and she did it. That's it. She heard the word of God, she did it. She heard the word of God, and she did it. And she taught other people and said, whatever he says, do it. And that's how the first miracle happened. It is in the hearing of the word of God and the doing of the word of God. It does not happen any other way. You want any result? You hear what God said, and you do it. Does it have to make sense to you? Most times, whatever it is that he's saying doesn't make any sense to the natural mind. For the things of the Spirit are spiritually discerned. The natural mind cannot handle it. The carnal mind, the meathead, cannot handle it. You've got to be spiritually minded. And you become spiritually minded because you are Word of God minded. And when you get Word of God minded, your ability to hear, be careful how you hear. Is that what he said? Take heed how you hear. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. So it's the word of God that causes you to hear. But just like the word of God causes you to hear the things that will generate faith, so also the words of man and the words of the flesh can cause you to hear, and what you hear is fear. Do you understand? So what are you listening to? How afraid are you, or how faith-filled are you? I tell you, if you're filled with fear, You're not listening to God. You're not embracing the word of God. Because fear is not as a result of what is before you. Fear is a result of what you are placing your faith and your belief on. It's what you are looking at, what you are believing. You are either believing God or you're believing man. I had a situation recently, you know, didn't concern me that much. Different things in my house started acting up. Well, it's not because I'm not a giver or any of that. This one acts up, needs to be fixed. And I'm watching here, whether my heart is going to start going boom, 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 boom. And then this one goes off. It's still not going boom, 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 boom. Then that one goes off. Still not going boom, 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 boom. And I said, this is interesting. How come I'm not getting all frazzled and all upset and pulling my hair out? Down on me. I have no reason to be afraid about anything. God knew about that going off and that going off and that going off. Just fix it. Where are you going to get the money from? Just fix it. Fix. Gone. Fix. I'm looking at the bank account. Where is all this money coming from to fix all of this? And it's still left. Because God is still on the throne. Amen? Amen? Amen. I don't have to have a heart attack because something went wrong. Now, God didn't tell me, go lay hands on that thing and declare. He didn't tell me to do that, so I didn't do that. Because God can as well heal it by laying on of hands, and he has done that, and he can heal it by paying for it. Any which way it goes, God is still in charge.
Amen.
Hello? Hallelujah. One of them was at first was concerned. I will keep that thing going but my family said, we need a new one. We need a new one. We need a new one. Why do we need a new one? That thing can work. It's still working. We need a new one. It is not cleaning very well. We need a new one. I said, oh my God, these people are going to kill me. But they can't. Okay, let's do it. God is still on the throne. Because it dawned on me, you know, there are people out there, they have a washer and dryer and they have it for one year, 6 months, and they toss the thing and get a new one. No trouble. Why am I breaking my heart about changing washing machine and dryer to a new one? Forget that. That is not my concern. Hallelujah. Can God provide? Absolutely. Now, I'm not going to tempt God and act foolishly. But if there's a need, God is well able to meet that need according to his what? Riches. In what? Glory. By Christ Jesus. And guess what? You are also seated with him in that glory. Do you understand? What am I saying to you? Word of God. And my time is up, but give me a moment. Let me read you a scripture passage. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning to read from verse 14. And I'm going to hang the hat here for now. Ephesians 3:14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his what?
Glory,
to be strengthened with might by his Spirit or by his word In the what? Inner man. Your core is strengthened with might. 17. That Christ, the anointed one, may dwell in your hearts. How? By faith, which comes by what? Hearing. That ye been rooted and grounded in what? In love, which is God. For God is what?
Love.
Being rooted and grounded in God, in love, in the Word, may be able to what? Comprehend. The light shines and darkness cannot comprehend it. But you will be able to comprehend because you're light. With all saints, what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height? Wow. Let me not stop there. Let me not stop there because I won't keep you long. Oh, my Lord. Change the verse before I get stuck there. 19. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth what? Knowledge. Know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye, because when you know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, you get to be filled with all the fullness of God. Getting filled with all the fullness, all that God is, all that God is, filled with, excuse me, what are we talking about here? Getting filled with all the fullness of God? Excuse me, what? Come on. How does that make any sense? Getting filled with all the fullness of God. The God who is beyond heaven and earth and all the planets, all space, all matter, all everything. You. Getting filled with all the fullness of God. And you are you're just little insignificant nothing in the earth. A dog barks here, you start running. You feel the fullness of God. Now that's not something you compute with your natural mind. That is something that's only received by the Spirit of God. And it happens because you've been grounded in love. Grounded and rooted in love. Grounded and rooted in the Creator of all things, who created everything by His Word. And you are a word carrier. You are a God carrier. Let that sink deep within our spirits, our soul, our body, everything about us. Let it resonate. Until we don't pray it anymore, we just be it. And then our prayer is only about worshiping God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And then we become witnesses unto Him. You be witnesses to me. In other words, you come and give me report every time about the amazing things that happened. Oh God, did you see that? Did you see what happened here? Did you see that? That happened and that happened. And God says, you ain't seen nothing yet. I want to hear God say to me, you ain't seen nothing yet. What about you? I know that's not proper English, but I'm talking. You ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, you've not seen anything. Because God is going to shake everything that needs to be shaken and establish everything. You're not going to live here weak. The devil will be crying to ask, can you please take these people out of here? Because God, about 15 plus years ago, I said right here, I said, God is raising spiritual terrorists.
Amen.
You will terrorize the devil.
Amen.
Every waking moment and every sleeping moment. 24/7.
Amen.
Amen? Do you receive that word?
Amen.
Then shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.